Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Reish Chesadi. The halachas of the Havdalah candle and Sif Dalad, the bottom of page Ayin Gimel with Aleph. Im Avrach and Alaner, you don't make a bracha on the candle, until you have benefit from its light. That he's explaining, qualifying that you should be close to it, so that Sheyuchal, as a Ketindam Adbeiz, Lahakr, that you could recognized bin Matbeya Medina Zu between the current, the coins of this country, the Matbeya Medina Cheres, to the coins of this other country. It says Mishpat Sivkat Yud Beis, that you don't make a bracha until you can have benefit from the light. The Hainu Shiyah Samech, that is, that you should be close, that is, the Vafilu, even if you're standing out of the house, Kol Sha'ar Gadol, if the light is so big, Shirchal Hakar, B'mokam Shalmeh, he can recognize it in the place where he's standing, that's called having benefit from its light. V'yachal Avarach, and they can make a bracha, says the Gemara, Sivkon Yigimel, that he should be so close so that Sivkon Yigimel Shuch LaHaker that he could recognize the difference between these coins. Malkin different. I mean, Yitzhak Birch Abdul Machem, if he's being exempting his obligation from the Birch Abdul from others, Varit Lot is going to be Birch Barmer Ish. He also wants to fulfill his obligation of the Birch Barmer Ish. He cut of Atzma Eitzel Ish, because he should get close to the fire like this measurement. Kadeshi Yochel Lot is going to be Birch Barmer Ish, so that he could also fulfill his obligation of the Birch Barmer Ish, that he would be able to differentiate between these two coins in the dark. Look what we read. If the Dirshah 13 says that he writes that if he's very far from that candle and he cannot utilize the light, he should not have a mind to be at his bracha in there. Rather, he should delay his bracha until after Abdullah and he's near the candle, and then he should make his own bar mirish. Sif hey, ima bracha ala ner, one does not make a bracha on the candle, shaloi shavas min malachas aver, that did not rest, did not desist from a prohibited malacha. It's coming to exclude. However, that excludes, and that's not what's not included in that, is a light that was lit for a woman who gave birth or a sick person. Since it was not lit for sin, then you would be able to make a bracha on such Abdullah candle. If a non-Jew lit on Shabbos, since if a Jew would have lit, he would violate. So it's not cold that it desisted from a prohibited malacha. And also one cannot make a bracha on the fire of an idol worshiper, says the Torah. Says Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kat in your doubt. You don't make a bracha on a candle that was not Shabbos Malach Zaver. Even after the fact, one does not fulfill the obligation with such a fire. Siv Kat in Tezvav. Now, Shalei Shabbos Bukhulu, what does that mean? Shohulik be Isser B'Shabbos, meaning if it was lit prohibitedly on Shabbos, I feel the rak prevent the Shabbos, even just by twilight, you cannot use such a candle. Siv Kat Dezayin. However, that's excluding if it was lit l'chayo l'chayla for a woman who gave birth or a sick person. Im ein behem sakana, if there's no danger to their life, well then that's dafka al-dei nihud, that's specifically only if a non-Jew lit it for them. Because avol al-dei Yisrael, through a Jew, kimin shasla l'halik b'shvilim, since it prohibited to light for a chayla shem sakana, mikri, that would be kot, shalei shavis malach zaver, that did not desist from a prohibited malach, because that would be problematic. Which the Sharatin Lissidalit says, this is from the Mugin Raman, the Tazis of Gon. Hey, he says, look at the rabbi that disagrees, and he holds that even through a non-Jew, you would not make a bracha if it was a chaylish imba sekana. And Tazis Shabbos Chayodin, they agree with the Tazis Mugin Raman, since like a tchil, it's permitted to tell a non-Jew to do this, look over there. And this that we wrote, that so Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, Al Kashishbim sekana, but if there was it was danger to their life, then Afal Adei Yisrael, then even if the fire was lit, the light was lit through a Jew, sure, through a non-Jew, then that would be okay. There's no difference between him hidlik la'chayla b'mdurus Yisrael. Doesn't make a difference if you lit for the sick person from a Jew's fire, b'mdurus shalatzma, or from his own fire. Since for the purpose of Yisrael, who behet to hudlik and was lit, and permissibly, so there would be no difference. What? No. Maybe you put the black mark on it. And this I wrote, there's no difference, is the way the Eli Rabba comes out, not like in the Magen Avraham, name of the Ramah, Mipano. And also the Maimon Motcha Derechaim, they agree with Eli Rabba. Continue the Mishpura Sivkot and Yud Zayin. So he said, but Im Hidliki in Yehudi, if a non-Jew lit it, so says Mishpura Hainu, that is a Filo Tzorech Hatzma, even if he lit it for himself, Sivkot and Yud Ches, B'Shabbos on Shabbos, and Vafilim ain't on the Yoidin, even if we don't even know. Kalina, we suspend Shemistam Hidlik with Shabbos, that probably he lit on Shabbos. That says the Bach, Vachemucha, the Gemara, that's obvious in the Gemara. As the Sharatin Ash Tezayin says, from the fact that the Gemara says over there Meir Tinnik, why he's saying child, even a gadol nami, it sounds like that if he would have said a gadol, then it would make sense. But according to the Gemara's Havamin, the Gemara's not talking about Tzemach L'Kasheich. And even so, if they check and they find in Yehudi, it's forbidden. And we don't say they maybe lit it right now. Again, you see this idea that if you have the fire of a non-Jew, that he lit it, that you assume that he did it prohibitively on Shabbos, not now Matzah Shabbos, so that it would be prohibited. And the last halacha, Sibkot Yotes, the Chaber said, you don't make a bracha on the fire of the Shalavitz Gelulim. And that's for filling lo the correct Matzah Shabbos. That's even if it wasn't lit just on Matzah Shabbos. That time, the reason is, what? Why is this a problem? Not because of a non-Jew doing a malacha on Shabbos, Mishum Lehudik L'Kvayt Gelulim, because it was lit for the honor of idol worshiping. But us Lohanus Mimena, if it's prohibited to have benefit from it. Now, Vadavki qualifies this Kesha Shalev is Kshur Beneir. That's if the flame is attached to a candle of a Gechel Shabbos Gelulim or on the coal of the idol worshiper. The Kibbutz like Gechel Shabbos Mamma, since the coal has something of substance, Vashalev is Kshur Beneir, and the flame is attached to it, Chol Isigam al Shalev, so then the prohibition can take effect on a flame. But the Chenyan Labarchal, I never want you to make a bracha on it. Abel Misrael, Hilik Ner Menir Shabbos Gelulim. But if the Jew lit the candle from a candle of an idol worshiper, Shari Labarchal Lei, then it's permitted to make a bracha on it. Because then there's no substance of to take effect of prohibition. It's just a flame. There's no substance to make it a prohibited entity. However, initially, it's forbidden for a Jew to light his candle from a candle of idol worship. It's only if he lit it, then it's permitted to make a bracha and then Ayin Shem look over there. Sivvav. Ein Yehudi shehidlik b'matzah Shabbos miYisrael. A non-Jew that lit on matzah Shabbos from a Jew's candle, or Yisrael mein Yehudi, a Jew from a non-Jew, a bracha of that type of flame, you can make a bracha. Of ein Yehudi shehidlik b'matzah Yehudi, but a non-Jew lit from a non-Jew, im a bracha of that, you cannot make a bracha. Matzah Yom Kippurim, after Yom Kippur, im a bracha on there shehidlik Yisrael mein Yehudi, that you cannot make a bracha on the candle that the Jew lit from the non-Jew. And the Ramah says, finally, come on, Sim Tafresh Chavdalit, Siv Hey, where it talks about those halachas over there. Says Mishbur is Sivkat and Chaf. So we said a non-Jew, Shehilik b'matzah Shabbos b'Yisrael that lit on matzah Shabbos from a Jew. So B'kamash B'mazel, what's teaching us over here is after Yom Avrachan Allah Shehilik Ein Yehudi Me Ein Yehudi Acher, even though as the Mechaber himself is going to shortly tell us, you cannot make a bracha on the flame that non-Jew lit from another non-Jew. After matzah Shabbos, so that even matzah Shabbos which is permittedly lit, Eukal Kamelik would say later on, Hasan, that's Mishum Degezrin, that's a decree. Up to Ein Yehudi Rishon because of the first non-Jew. Who he did light on Shabbos, they should not come to make a bracha on this light. That's why we said even the second non-Jew is problematic. But here, it's not applicable because he lit it from a Jew. With the non-Jew did not light it in a party with other non-Jews. Because if not, I mean, we would say regular party of idol worship is for idol worship. Then you would not be able to make a bracha on the candle. Like we said previously, we said the design. So based on some regarding some sifkat and chaf aleph, oi Yisrael mein Yehudi. Or the other way, the Jew lit from the non-Jew. Hainu, that is afilu mein Yehudi like on the Shalom Shabbos. Even if the non-Jew lit his candle on Shabbos, which still afilu akashar, even though it's permitted. And as the Shara Tzinas chaf aleph brings this from the Gemara and says regarding this, many achrayim agree that it's permitted even if the non-Jew lit his candle by a party, because since you're not making a bracha on this candle, but just on the candle of the Jew, and the flame that was lit from it doesn't have substance, like we said, Mishbusim Kot Nutez, like over there, they wrote in the Pribe Gadim, same thing as over here, like a tchila, it'd be forbidden to light from the candle of the party of the non-Jews, but after the fact, it would be permitted. Says Mishbur Deho Al Yideh Adlokas HaYisrael, because through the lighting of the Jew, Nitesu Urshel Heter, it's added now some light of permission, Al Mixes Urshesh, by the Urishan, on the little bit of light that you have from the first light, Al Tesev Shal Heter Mabarcha, and he's making a bracha on the permitted addition. But a non-Jew lit from a non-Jew, that is problematic. And we don't say regarding this that it's on the additional permitted light. This non-Jew lit on Shabbos, that's making a bracha on. Because the Gazru up to any Yehudi Yerushan make a decree because of then you might come to do it by the first non-Jew. Now even so, the first candle of the candle of the first non-Jew would be maker then permitted to make a bracha. And then the Matzah Shabbos la Barshalat because Matzah Shabbos now the new flame is new flame that the mitavah ha'esh because the nature of fire leaves and Taisa Tamar Ayu Chadash it's always a new flame. So even that same candle has a new flame now. Matzah Shabbos should be permitted. Gazakachom Atu Amid Rishon committed the exer because of the first flame that you're going to come to make a bracha right after it becomes dark. When there's no additional permitted element, that's from the Gemara. Because the Gemara writes, but the Yevi Yatzvase, after the fact you are Yatzvase regarding this, and I'm to go back and make a bracha. It's only because of the decree. That's what other Chayim write also. Shachar Tzinois Chavbeis says, the Shulchan Aruch Rav quotes the words of Magid Ram Ladina and explains that according to Magid Ram, even by the first in Yehudi, since he's after the first flame, it's permitted by the Eved. And the Kach, you have to explain what the Magid Ram brings to Zipkan Rabban in Raja, they didn't have the Yanat Yoitza. That's Mamish right after it gets dark that you still have the first flame, but that's a Deichin. The Shabbos explains the words of Magid Ram that's going on only on the non Jew that lit from a non Jew, but the Ne'er Rishon that was lit on Shabbos, there's no difference between the first flame and the second flame, even regarding the Eved. And that's what seems to come out Lamaisam, since the Pimbegon is Vakan, the Iga Halacha of the Magid Ram.
So Gan Chav Gimel, so that we said that from any Yehudi, light from another any Yehudi cannot make a bracha on it. Now, em hoitze any Yehudi eish me'etzim avon b'maitze Shabbos. If the non-Jew produced fire from wood and stones on Matze Shabbos, mutl baruch barmer eish alo eish, you're allowed to make a bracha on that fire. Do le shayf le mizikan, because it's not applicable to make a gzer over here, because it was after Shabbos. Avon hitlik any Yehudi neim b'zeo eish, but if a non-Jew lit from a candle from that fire, actually, yes, litzad lachm, one could be inclined to be stringent to asl mechlev ulahater, because then it actually could be confused, and you might come to mitgam b'ner shodik b'ner shalei Shabbos. It actually, ironically, could be even worse. It might be confused with the light that was lit that on Shabbos. Therefore, maybe that would be actually more problematic. So, Rabbi Nerachayim, not like Rabbi Mepano. Sibgon Chavdal. So he said that amatzim kipurim im bracha nam b'chulu. You cannot make a bracha on a candle that was lit by a Jew from a non-Jew. Because the flame of the non-Jew malacha was done with. There's holik b'mikvum which lit on Yom Kippurim. But after Matzah Shabbos bracha nol zeh, although Matzah Shabbos you make a bracha such a candle, hasam atam. The other reason is shum bracha al tesevesh al hebesh al heter, because you're making the bracha an additional flame of that's permissible. Shouldn't tell us what they had looked at. So that was added on by the lighting of the Jew. But tesevesh says then this addition keep it true nol achshav, since it was formed now. Havalei kor yitzim eitzim avodim Matzah Shabbos is like the flame that came out of the wood and stones of Matzah Shabbos. The mutla bracha lebid yilad make a bracha on that. Mashiach Matzah Yom Kippurim, which not the case be after Yom Kippur. But we'll come in with Sebches. We'll see later on Sebches. The imam bracha al oriyut made some avonim. That's not the bracha. What you're making on the flame that comes out from the stones and the rocks, it has to be what was Shabbos the whole Yom Kippurim, and therefore that would not be valid. The Bir Halacha in the Ramaschal imam bracha al neder shloy Shabbos says, look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yodal, that even the Yevni not Yoitza, that's from Magen Brahm. The Chiddush of Bekvega writes that you have to go back and make a Bar Piragofim, because since the Bracha Bar Me'esh that you made a Bracha, you were not Yoitza, so Mel, it's a hapsik between the Bracha Bar Piragofim and the tasting of the wine. Some of the Dirshu 12, he said yesterday. Dirshu number 13, Mishbur is Mitzayim, what he says in Reish Tati Zayin, that there he writes that even if someone's far from the candle, right, to have a mind to do it afterwards. Dish number 14. Now, light that was lit on Shabbos through a Shabbos clock, Shlomo Zalman writes, that's considered like a ner Shabbos from Malach Zaveir. Even though a candle that was lit through a goy for himself is considered like an air that was not Shabbos Malach Zaveir, so he explains about there that that's all because the Malach was done with it through a person, even if it's a goy. Which is not the case by an air that was lit through a Shabbos clock, that no malacha was done by a person at all. So therefore, it didn't take effect on its lighting, any title of malacha at all. Because there's no particularity on the Torah on malacha itself that shouldn't be done. It's just that no person should be involved in doing it. However, in the continuation of his words over there, he writes that it would be doubt if you could make a bracha on electric light. And we spoke about regarding in Sifkan Hey. Now, a light that was lit through a Jew by Isser, but with a grama. So Shlomo Zalman writes that possible that it would be permitted to make a bracha, and then because since it was through a grama, it's not in the gather of malacha, and even though it's forbidden to do that, when there's not a situation of loss, but still it would be valid. Dish number 15, even if someone lit an oil candle in the measurement that it could be lit the whole Shabbos, and the sick person does not need the candle only for Friday night when it's dark, Shlomo Zalman holds, that's considered like a candle like it was Shabbos and Malach Zaber. He proves this from this, that the person don't point this point out, and since there's no Isser Mar Bishurim that's applicable by Havar at all, because that Lakka was Beheter. So the fact that it lit longer is not problematic. There's number 16, Shaar Tzion said that even through a non-Jew, you don't make a bracha when there was not a sakana. The reason for that is that he writes over there that since for Yisrael himself, it's forbidden to light the candle for this sick person. So it's like a light that was lit by a guy on Shabbos for himself, that since it's forbidden to Yisrael to light himself, it's considered like a ner shaloi Shabbos melechas aver. On the other hand, the opinion of the Teisha Shabbos, the Chayodim, is that since it's permitted for Yisrael like, to tell the guy to light the candle for the chayla she'im by sakana, that's not considered like a ner that the guy lit for himself, which is forbidden for a guy for a yid to tell him to light, if his intention is to have benefit from it afterwards. And if that's considered like a ner Shabbos melechas aver, if it's chayla she'im by sakana. Dish number 17, the reason that the Mogen, that Nalag in the Mogen, name of the Ramah, is because the Ramah in Pamna writes that a guy that lit a fire from his own bonfire for a chayla, it's like halacha, like a guy that lit on Matzah Shabbos, that regards in it because of the first guy in the first pillar of the flame, as brought Mishabu later on, Sekhon Chabbezel. Rabbi disagrees with him, and his reason is that they were not guys only by name that was lit on Matzah Shabbos from the guy. And the Maimutcha asks on the Ramah in Pamna, why is it considered like this Nair, like a Nair Shalnachi, but he lit it behetra, Letzarech Yisrael. Dish number 18, the Sharatim was quoting a Gemara and Brachas Abnei Gimel Menaf, turn abundant. Someone's going out of a city and he saw a child and a flame in his hand. You check after him. If he's a Jew, you can make a bracha. If he's a Nach, you cannot make a bracha. So says the Gemara, why are you talking about a child? Even an adult also. So Rabbi Rav says, here we're talking about close to Shkia Sachama. An adult, it's obvious that for sure he's a non-Jew. A Tinnik, you'd say maybe he's a Jew, and he was just quick to take it. And Mishmur's Madaik, that in the beginning of the Gemara understood that we're talking about a long time after it gets dark. And still the Gemara said that if it's a non-Jew, it'd be us. It's obvious that even when there's a suffix, it was lit on Shabbos, on Matar Shabbos, we suspend and we say that it was lit on Shabbos, and the bird's going to be awesome. Dish number 19, what does it mean, the Amad Rishon, the Chamu Geyser, because of the first flame? Mishmur Zaman writes, it's not possible to say it's the first flame, because if that's the case, it's not possible to see it's the Amad Rishon, because it's logical that the Chacham were not Geyser, only the candle was lit through Goy before Ben Hashmash. The Jew is not making a bracha, only at a time when it's for sure nighttime. Such situation, Bishor already finished the first flame. For this reason, he writes that as long as it's not totally depleted and burned, the wick that was lit initially, that's considered like the Amad Rishon. He adds on, that sounds like a bit eerie. And those writes over there, according to this, that the wick, electric, for example, that would always be Amad Rishon because that so to speak, wick is always there. Dish number 20, Bialacha said that if Bar Mirish was not good, because it was Nesh Shalosh Shabbos, actually hefsek between Bar Pergavon and the tasting. However, regarding someone that makes Kiddush, made it by Pergavon and the Kais, and it turns out it's a Kais of water. So Mishmur Rish Ha'inalf says Nimmel Gan Bram, that even though you have to make Kiddush a second time with a cup of wine, however, if his intention was in the beginning to drink additional wine, besides for the cup of Kiddush, he does not have to go back and make a new Bar Pergavon on the second cup, or he just has to go make Kiddush on it. And in spite of the fact that the first Kiddush, it was a hefsek between Baruch Bar Pergavon and the drinking, and only Sharatzin over there writes that Bikivay gives Mefakvig on this, so regarding the Baruch Bar Mirim Samim, Matsim Kippurim, the false on Shabbos, he writes in Torah, that according to many achrayim, you have to make a bracha. Even according to Shachar Nachrayim, make a bracha in some such situation. However, there's no concern on chashash bracha levatol because the ma'aseh having benefit from it. Kivayger writes that in such a situation, the bracha I give is a bracha levatol. It comes out you drink without a bracha. The reason why from the Magen Rambam that was not concerned with the hefsek by kiddush, but some of them writes that since that's the order of the bracha is that you make kiddush before you drink it. So that it's also to eat before you make kiddush. So it's similar to like someone that says by mistake bring salt or knead the dough for the oxen when they already had salt on the table. That would not be considered hefsek, and therefore the same thing would be over here in this situation also.